In this module, we're going to show you how to install your Socket 56K modem card. The Socket 56K modem is available from Freedom Scientific as an accessory for your PacMate. If you're using a different dial-up modem card, refer to that manufacturer's instructions for installation information. The first thing we're going to do is synchronize our PacMate with our PC using ActiveSync. If you haven't already established an ActiveSync partnership between your PacMate and your PC, you'll want to refer to the module on ActiveSync. I'm going to plug the USB cable into the PacMate. It's already plugged into the PC.
Connect the dialog. Draw USB status : connecting to host. Cancel button today.
And you heard the ascending tone that tells you that the ActiveSync partnership is being established. Depending on how much email you have and what things you have being exchanged between the PC and the PacMate, it may take a moment or two for synchronization to be complete. And our PacMate is synchronized and we're ready to proceed. The next thing to do is to insert the documentation CD into your CD-ROM drive and locate the driver application for your Socket Communications 56K modem. I've already done this. I'm going to do a say line so you can hear where we are.
EPC 200356 query U.x 1 of 2.
You'll notice that Jaws said there were two items on this list. I'm working from a beta version of the document CD. You'll probably have more items to choose from, so don't let this throw you when you're listening to this. I'm going to press Enter to start the application.
Enter. WinZip Self-Extractor Dialog. Welcome to the Socket Communication Socket 56K Modem CF Card Version 1.5.7 Drivers and Software Setup. OK button.
And I'll press the spacebar to activate the OK button.
Space. WinZip Self-Extractor-PPC 200356 query U.x Setup Dialog. Modem driver and where are you setup is preparing the install shield left paren R right paren wizard which will guide you through the rest of the setup process. Please wait. OK button. For screen sensitive help press Jaws key plus F1. Setup. Welcome dialog. Welcome to the modem driver and where are you setup program. This program will install modem driver and where are you on your computer. It is strongly recommended that you exit all Windows programs before running this setup program. Warning : this program is protected by copyright law and international treaties. Unauthorized reproduction or distribution of this program or any portion of it may result in severe civil and criminal penalties and will be prosecuted to the maximum extent possible under law. Click cancel to quit setup and then close any programs you have running. Click next to continue with the setup program. Next greater button.
I'm going to press the spacebar.
Space. Software License Agreement Dialog. Please read the following license agreement. Press the page down key to see the rest of the agreement. Do you accept all the terms of the preceding license agreement? If you choose no, setup will close. To install modem driver and where are you? You must accept this agreement.
Now I'm sure that you've already read this license agreement and you're ready to accept, so let's tab to the appropriate button.
Tab. Less back button. Tab. Yes button.
And press spacebar to accept.
Space. Dialog. Start copying files dialog. Next greater button.
Press the spacebar.
Space. Win name. Dialog. Setup. Add / remove programs. Retrieving device data dialog. Retrieving application data from the mobile device ... Yes button. Retrieving device data. Retrieving device data dialog. Retrieving application data from the mobile device ... Installing applications dialog. Install quote socket where are you application quote using the default application install directory. Yes button.
Now you've heard a couple of things happen. The self-extractor finished its job, the files were moved to the PC, and the installation process was started, and via the ActiveSync connection between the PacMate and the PC, the actual program is in the process of being loaded to your PacMate. So you'll want to press the spacebar to activate the Yes button.
Space, add / remove programs, installing applications dialog, installing socket where are you application ... installing applications dialog, installing socket where are you application ... application downloading complete dialog, please check your mobile device screen to see if additional steps are necessary to complete this installation, OK button.
Now the process is complete, I'm going to press the spacebar to activate the OK button.
Space, setup complete dialog, finish button.
Spacebar again for the finish button.
Space, folder view list view, PPC 200356 query U.x 1 of 2.
I'm going to press Alt F4 to close out of the documentation CD.
Alt F4.
The next thing we're going to do is unplug the USB cable to terminate the ActiveSync session. The descending tones tell you that the ActiveSync session has been terminated. Next, you'll want to insert the Socket 56K modem card into one of the compact flash slots.
Page has no links. New modem detected. There are no connections on your device that use this modem. Tap either apostrophe the internet or apostrophe work to create a new connection. Link the internet. Link work. Dismiss button.
PacMate ran through all of our choices and left us at the Dismiss button. We want to set this up for the Internet, so I'm going to up arrow to Internet.
Link work. Link the Internet.
And now I'll press Enter.
Enter. Make new connection. Enter a name for the connection, colon. Enter a name for the connection, colon. Edit my connection.
For the purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to call this connection dial-up.
D-I-A-L-U-P.
And let's just tab together through the other controls that are available here.
Tab, select a modem, colon, combo box, socket 56K modem, 404. Tab, cancel button. Tab, next button. Tab, enter a name for the connection, colon, edit, dial-up.
And we've come full circle. The socket 56K modem is already selected. We filled in the edit field, so I'll tab to the next button and press spacebar to activate it.
Tab, select the modem, tab, cancel, tab, next button. Space, enter the number exactly as it should be dialed, include any extra numbers such as an outside line or credit card, edit.
I'm going to use our local Earthlink dial-up number for this demo. If you want to use your PacMate in a work environment, perhaps, and you want to access an outside line, simply add 9 and a comma before the number that you're entering. The 9, I'm assuming, is for your outside line. The comma will cause the PacMate to pause for a second and give your internal switch system a chance to bring the outside line up, and then it'll proceed to dial the number that you need. I'll enter the dial-up number into the edit field now.
7 2 7 4 7 1 0 0 7 5.
I went ahead and entered the area code in this number as if I have to use 10-digit dialing, as some of you will in your locations. If you travel a lot or need to change your area code, there's a link that you can use. I'm going to tab to it.
Tab. If you travel or change area codes often, let's use dialing rules, greater.
We won't need to use that link now. I'm going to tab to the next button and press the spacebar to activate it.
Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Back button. Tab. Next button. Space, username, colon, edit.
This part's pretty easy. I'll enter my name.
R-O-N, space, M-I-L-L-E-R. Tab, password, colon, edit, star.
I'll enter my password, and I'll ask you please not to share this around. It is a big secret.
Star, 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 star. Tab, domain, colon, star, edit.
Go ahead and tab on past this unless you need to put a domain name in.
Tab, advanced dot 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 button.
Press spacebar to activate the advanced button.
Space, settings dialog, general page, baud rate colon, combo box, 19,200, 9 of 12.
You'll want to change the baud rate to 57,600 baud. You can select that by using the arrow keys.
38,400, 57,600.
Now press enter to leave the advanced dialog box and return to the previous dialog.
Enter, advanced dot 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 button.
Now tab to the finish button and press the spacebar to activate it.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, back button. Tab, finish button. Space, today.
From this point forward, PacMate will automatically use this modem to connect to the internet or to retrieve your email. If you haven't already done so, you might want to visit the module on setting up a connection. This completes this module, and I'll see you in the next module.